I want to take a shift now and look another way, focusing on something that happened. This last week, we've been here in Lancaster all week long with our School of Prophets, students from all across the country coming in to take two modules. I taught the book of Daniel, and of course, Dr. James taught the idea of God's plan throughout the ages. On Thursday night, we had a man who is going to be here on this broadcast as a partner in just a moment, Dr. Rennie Showers. He's written many books, a prolific writer of prophetic books. He talked about the situation as it relates to replacement theology and what's going on with all of these people moving towards mid-trib rapture. Well, I was amazed that he spoke on that on Thursday evening, because this last Tuesday, I think it was, 210 pastors gathered together here in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, to watch a satellite feed that had some very interesting comments made. And they called it a name that I wasn't too familiar with not too long ago, the Elephant Room. And when I heard about that, I knew I had to get Brandon House on the air with me. I have the privilege and honor of doing the Friday broadcast with Brandon. He has a nationwide radio broadcast, World Weekend Radio. And we, on Friday, have a Middle East news update. Well, in the course of conversation with Brandon, I did hear something about the Elephant Room. I felt like that our listeners needed to eavesdrop on a conversation between me and Brandon about the Elephant Room. Now, Brandon, in addition to having his radio broadcast, has television. He also does weekend conferences, and I'm going to be privileged to be in a couple of those. I'm just excited about the partnership that I have with Brandon House. And in fact, I've had people, Brandon, tell me, well, we used to always listen to Brandon House, and then we would always listen to you. But when you two guys came together, we couldn't hardly stand it. I'm thrilled that we do have a partnership in ministry like this. And Brandon, thank you for being available on this Saturday. I know you work Monday through Friday. I'm sorry to get you up and get you going so early on a Saturday. But thank you for joining us. Let's talk about the Elephant Room. What is the Elephant Room? I need to know, and my listeners need to know, what is the Elephant Room?
Well, it was a conference. This is supposed to be the second one that was held with the James McDonald out of Chicago, pastor of Chicago, held, and he brought in a group of pastors from around the country to talk. And he said he wanted to talk about things to not be crouching behind walls of disagreement. He actually recorded a video. It probably is still up on YouTube. And he got rather seemingly testy in the video because he was taking a lot of criticism because he invited T.D. Jakes, a very extreme Pentecostal word of faith, oneness doctrine pastor, to his event. And yet his event said on their website and in the video, a group of pastors were going to get together and they were going to talk about where they differ, but they all had one thing in common. They all had a love of the gospel. And if you know anything about the worldview and the theology and doctrine of T.D. Jakes, we believe he has redefined Jesus. If you redefine Jesus, you redefine the gospel. And so to say that they disagree on some things, but they all love the gospel, brought up the question, James McDonald, do you embrace the same gospel as T.D. Jakes? Because if so, that is, we believe, a false gospel.
What do you think of the purpose that James McDonald has? He is, I understand it, and I tell you the truth, maybe in passing as we travel across the country listening to Christian radio when we're on the road, may have heard a couple of times James McDonald on his radio broadcast, but I do know, having talked to other Christians, he's a very popular radio preacher and teacher. He started a great church supposedly there and has different little, almost a denomination set up across the countryside with the churches replicating what he is doing. What in the world is he trying to do with this Elephant Room? And I know that the group here in Lancaster was a real Duke's mixture of pastors from different denominations, different philosophies, different theologies. What's his purpose behind all of this?
Well, that's a very good question, Jimmy, because what is the purpose? Why would you bring together people like T.D. Jakes, who, like I said, are promoting a word of faith, oneness Pentecostal type worldview that really has redefined Jesus, thus redefined the gospel. What is the purpose in doing that? It'd be one thing to say we're going to have a debate. We disagree theologically, and we're going to have a debate. But that's not what happened. They said they were going to get together, discuss where they differ, but they love the same gospel. And when they did get together, they fought the verbal gymnastics that T.D. Jakes was offering to them, and really criticized anybody that criticized T.D. Jakes. They bought the idea that T.D. Jakes really is a pastor embracing the same gospel that we are. And that is not true if you go and study what T.D. Jakes is teaching. So what was the purpose? Well, either James MacDonald is very, very undiscerning. James MacDonald has been fooled. Or James MacDonald is a change agent who is trying to bring varying ideas and philosophies into the church that should not be brought into the church. I mean, this becomes an issue with Acts 20, men who have risen from within. 1 Peter chapter 2 speaks of this. This would be an issue again of Jude 3. So either he's been deceived, he's a change agent, or the third option is he really believes that this is the way the culture should be within the church. In other words, what we have going on in the church, which is very dangerous, is this idea that Christianity needs to change. We need a new Christianity or an emerging Christianity or a new kind of Christianity or that we need to go from a traditional to a transitional to a completely transformed type of Christianity. Too many people are trying to remake Christianity or a convergence. These are all terms and adjectives that are being used within this movement to change Christianity. And I think what it really is a setting up, whether they know it or not, whether they intend to or not. What they're doing is setting up, I believe, the acceptance of various unbiblical philosophies to come into the church to indeed transform Christianity and really begin to lay the foundation for a one-world religion that we see coming in the scriptures of the last day. So I think, sadly, maybe not a change agent, maybe not someone that's knowingly going theologically liberal, but someone who actually believes that this is what we should be doing, coming together with people who differ with major theological issues, but finding common ground. And this whole idea of getting together, discussing things, having a convergence or a dialogue until we have group consensus, this is the goal of the change agents. This is how they are going to transform the church through what's called the Hegelian dialectic process, where you take opposites, you have a thesis and antithesis, they fight, or eventually they synthesize, they merge together, and become a mixture of both. And in the process, the church becomes very liberal. So I think guys like Mark Driscoll, who was also there, and James MacDonald may indeed be buying into this is the way church needs to be for the 21st century.
We were having a conversation in the last segment with a man who I believe is a man of this time. He is involved in trying to excite the body of Christ to have a proper worldview, a biblical worldview, and then I have come along to assist him in the area of the prophetic, because I want you to know that a worldview that is based upon God's Word has to then have a prophetic understanding to it. Two-thirds of the Bible is talking about something else. One-third of it, one in every three pages, is Bible prophecy. And so I'm just thrilled and honored to be partnering with Brandon House. We'll be down in Branson. Brandon, when is that situation in Branson? That's going to be a homecoming, isn't it?
Yes, we call that the Worldview Weekend Family Reunion. And in Branson, this is our ninth year, and the registrations this year are greater than any year we've had thus far. So we're excited about it, April 27, 28, 29. And they'll find full details at worldviewweekend.com. You'll be there. I'll be speaking. We'll have Chris Pinto, Justin Peters, David Noble, Erwin Lutzer, Jerry Vines. I mean, the list is quite lengthy. You'll find full details at worldviewweekend.com. We'd love for them to join us for a wonderful Bible conference on what's happening in the really around the world through the lens of the Bible. And I think all what's going on with Israel and the talk of Israel maybe striking Iran this spring, it'll be a perfect time to come to a Bible conference like this one in Branson, Missouri, the last weekend of April. And again, they can find full details at worldviewweekend.com.
Wow, when you went through that list of speakers. I don't know how you included me, but thank you for doing it, dear brother. I'm looking forward to being there. Well, let me conclude my conversation with you. I want to get to Dr. Rennie Showers. He's standing by. We'll have him on board here in just a moment. But what you explained about the elephant room, the participants in the elephant room, and, you know, guys like Mark Driscoll, James McDonnell, T.D. Jake, are, I'm just concerned about that. But is this just simply the tip of the iceberg? Is this happening all across Christendom?
Oh, absolutely it's happening. And this idea of getting together with brothers, end quote, instead of crouching behind walls of disagreement, as James McDonnell talked about, this is not only going on more and more, but those who don't take part in it, those who question it, are being mocked, are being ridiculed, I believe. And that's exactly what I think you see in this video of James McDonald on YouTube. He begins to, I think he's mocking those who are calling him out and saying, hey, we can't do this. 2 Corinthians 6:14, 2 John 9-11, Romans 16:17 tells us you don't get together with false teachers. And I believe there's no question in my mind that T.D. Jakes is a false teacher. And you don't get together with them. You don't give them credibility by joining with them. You must turn away from them. This is a huge problem. We not only have pastors that are uniting in spiritual enterprises with false teachers, we now have colleges, we have Christian universities, we have Christian radio stations. And any time we are together discussing the Word of God, we're discussing theology, doctrine, we're calling it Christian, we cannot unite with false teachers or unbelievers. The Bible is so clear about that. And when we do that, not only are we taking part in their evil deeds, 2 John 9 through 11, but we are beginning now then to set the stage for a synthesizing of unbiblical worldviews to come into the church and really to then remake the church into what has a form of godliness but denies God. And you got people like Mark Driscoll who were at this event. Mark Driscoll in himself is a very troubling individual, not only with the language that he has used in the past from his church platform, but the things that he's talked about. I mean, you can go on YouTube and type in Mark Driscoll and put in pornographic divination, and you will see Mark Driscoll talking before a group of people about how he has visions as though on a flat-screen television and can see things that have happened in people's past and then in their lives, in their past, just like they were on a flat-screen TV. And he talks about sitting in a counseling session and having one of these premonitions, I guess, one of these visions, and says to the lady, have you told your husband about the affair you had with this man at this place? And he claims he can have these visions. The other things he talks about are just so off the wall, I believe, and they're very, very troubling. You really would not think this kind of, really what I think is mysticism, has now come mainstream. And then the pastors that embrace people like James McDonald and Mark Driscoll. And then he also had with him a guy named Steve Furtick. Steve Furtick has a church in Charlotte, North Carolina called Elevation. You can find Steve Furtick online doing a video called Hey Haters. And the haters are people like you and I, Jimmy, that are saying, hey, thus saith the Lord. Here's what the Bible says. And these guys have redefined church, and now they're doing seeker-sensitive churches, which are really sinner-sensitive churches, which, again, is really about bringing in the unbeliever, bringing in goats, pitting the goats against the sheep, and having a dialectic where we now must be sensitive and tolerant and not say anything about sin, and we must judge not lest you be judged, which is completely taken out of context. And this is what the change agents want to have happen to the church. This is what Rick Warren and the late Peter Drucker, and now we have Bill Hybels and Robert Schuller have taught. And Peter Drucker was not even a believer that taught this. Peter Drucker was teaching people how to grow your church. Rick Warren has picked this up and is teaching it. And Peter Drucker wasn't even a believer. He was into the mysticism. And so they're transforming the church, Jimmy, to make it a social, really a social action facility, a community organizing group to try to work with the government, work with not only the government but with corporations, and then you have the church for the three-legged stool that will transform society together. What they're setting up is the false dominant church that will work with the government and with corporations and bring in the New World Order.
Wow. Wow. if you've been eavesdropping on this conversation for the last 5 minutes, you understand why I believe Brandon House is a man for the times in which we're living. His Worldview Weekend conferences, you've got to attend these. And in addition to that, you want to listen to his daily radio broadcast, has an hour radio broadcast, and it's on VCY, that VCY radio network. You can go to Brandon's own website, worldviewweekend.com, and you can listen. I think you play it a day later, Brandon. I was on Friday, I think. On Monday, you'll be able to hear the time we had together, but you need to go. I find so many people across the country, they may not be in a city where they have a network affiliate, but you can go to the website. That's what's so exciting about the Internet today. Brandon, you've served the whole body of Christ. You've been a precious addition to our broadcast partners here on Prophecy Today. Thank you, my dear friend. Looking forward to seeing you at one of those conferences or talking to you on the radio next Friday. Thank you. God bless you, buddy.
You too. Thank you.